poll, Texas voters trust Governor Greg Abbott to handle key issues over Democrat Beto O'Rourke. By Hannah Blow on September 20, 2022. Most Texas voters trust Republican Governor Greg Abbott to handle key issues, from the economy to improving schools, over Democrat challenger Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, a UT Tyler/Dallas Morning News poll released this month found. The survey, which showed Abbott leading his Democrat challenger in a general election matchup, asked respondents who they trust more to handle key issues in the Lone Star State. On nearly every single issue listed, Abbott takes the lead. For example, Abbott boasts a 14-point lead when it comes to reducing crime, leading O'Rourke 45% to 31%. The Republican governor has a 24-point advantage over O'Rourke on securing the border. Once again, Abbott holds a double-digit lead in another area, improving the economy, leading the Democrat 43% to 32%. Abbott also has a 2-point advantage on handling the electrical grid and 2-point advantage on improving schools. O'Rourke has a 1-point advantage in one category only, bringing people together. The survey was taken September 6 to 13, 2022, among 1,268 registered voters and has a +2.8% margin of error. The findings coincide with a UT/Texas Politics Project survey released last week, which showed the governor leading O'Rourke by 5 percentage points. That survey also showed respondents trusting Abbott over O'Rourke to handle their top issues of concern, immigration and border security and the economy. The surveys follow Abbott's decision to take immigration matters into his own hands, busing migrants out of the state to sanctuary jurisdictions including Washington, D.C., Chicago, and New York City. Bus of illegal immigrants sent by Governor Abbott arrives in New York City in August 2022. We have a president who has refused to go see the chaos he has created on the border and a border czar in Kamala Harris who has refused to see what's going on at the border, Abbott said during an appearance on America's Newsroom last week. If they won't go to the border, we're taking the border to them so they can see the challenges they are posing to the entire United States of America, he added.